I love driving in my car. It's not quite a tiny lot.
Oh dear.
Isn't the road very busy today, Josh?
Yeah.
I have to go a bit slow in case one of those electric scooters cuts me off.
Please do go slow. You're going far too fast, Susan. Amber's going to be sick.
Josh, are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm absolutely fine.
You look a bit green in the face, Josh.
Well, thank you.
Was it the sardines that you had for your breakfast?
Please don't talk about that.
Do you want me to pull in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, really quickly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I'll see you later, Josh.
Yeah, I'm just going to take Amber, and we'll have to meet you somewhere, or I cannot drive with you any longer, Susan. Please
sure
never make
right?
me get in a car with you ever again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, listen. We'll have to meet up, though, to go home. So, Beethoven Platz, is that a good place to meet? Do you know where that is?
The place where the statue is.
Yeah, I'll be there in 20 minutes, okay? And we have to keep moving because my friend Morgan is making dinner today, okay? We can't be late, okay?
Okay, I'll meet you by that statue. I know the one. Oh, Amber, I think if I was going to be in that car any longer, I'd be sick. If Susan wanted to bump into things and drive fast, why didn't we go to the Prado and go on the bumper cars? Oh, you'd like to go and do that now, would you? Well, I can never say no to you. I'm sure Susan can wait a little bit at the Beethoven statue. It doesn't matter if we're a little bit late, does it?
Very pale. Oh. Whoa! Sorry about that. I need to focus. I hope Morgan is finding his way around my kitchen all right.
Hi, my name is Morgan, and I live in Toronto, Canada, but I'm from Massachusetts, and today I'm going to be cooking Cadillac soup. And Cadillac soup is really just potato leek soup, but my youngest daughter, Sophie, used to have speech indifference. She would pronounce things in a strange way and sometimes put words together in an odd way. And one day she asked if we could have Cadillac soup for dinner. And I said, what? And she said, Cadillac. And I said, what are you talking about? And I said, Cadillac soup? And she said, Cadillac. And I said, what? And she said, you know, the creamy soup with the potato. And I sort of saw from her and I said, oh, potato leek. Cadillac. And so now we call it Cadillac soup. So to begin, you want to wash your leeks very carefully. Leeks are notoriously sandy and dirty, and it gets in between each of the layers of the leek. So, after you've thoroughly cleaned your leeks, you are going to want to chop your potatoes, and I chop them into, you know, just sort of smallish sized chunks. Doesn't really matter. The smaller the pieces, the faster they'll cook. And then you put your butter in your pan and add your leeks and cook your leeks until they are very tender and sweet, probably about 15 minutes or so. After your leeks are completely soft and sweet, you add the thyme and the bay leaf, stir that around, give it a chance for the thyme to bloom in the butter a little bit. They bring out the flavors. And then you can add the potatoes, mix that in, and then add your stock. Bring that up to a boil over medium heat. You don't want it to happen too fast. And once it comes to a boil, reduce it to a low simmer.
Whew. Wasn't that fun, Amber? Do you want another go on the bumper cars? Oh, you're right. Oh, we better get going to Susan. We'll have to run to that statue now. Come on, quick!
Well, here I am, sitting at the Beethoven statue and not a sign of him. What is going on? Oh, wow, do you know what? Do you know that Beethoven never learned how to multiply and divide? Because he left school when he was 11 and he really didn't like mathematics. Why am I so distracted? No, I'm thinking about that. I should be looking in the mirror. Is that him? Nope. Okay, I'll wait. Yeah, I also, do you know Beethoven counted 60 coffee beans into his coffee every morning? Because he thought that made the perfect blend. If anybody sees me talking to myself in the car, they'll ask me to get out. I better stay quiet. Oh my gosh. How can he be so late? I need to call him.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Susan. But we're at the Beethoven statue and she's not here. I wonder whether she's got delayed. Hello, Susan?
Josh, yeah. Where are you?
Well, I'm at this Beethoven statue. Where are you?
Josh, myself and Beethoven are here by ourselves. Did you not find the statue?
Amber and I are sat on this statue here. Are you on the other side of this statue? Are you playing a joke on me?
Josh, are you kidding? Are you at the big bronze one? The one on the ring? The one near the concert house?
On the ring? I'm in Heiligenstadt.
Heiligenstadt? How did you get all the way out there, Josh?
Well, we walked.
Josh, you need to hurry up, okay? Morgan is making something very, very nice for dinner. What are you doing? You need to get on the U4 and come back in to the centre, okay? Hurry.
Okay.
Look, they're putting up some kind of a barrier here on the street. There must be a demonstration or something. We can't meet here, okay? We're going to have to meet. Do you know where the Johann Strauss statue is?
The what, Susan? You're breaking up. Sorry. Susan. She just needs a new phone. That phone's rubbish. Oh. She said something about Johann Strauss. Probably the Johann Strauss Museum. Yes, come on, Amber. We'll see if we can smuggle you in, make you look like Johann Strauss, and get you into the Johann Strauss Museum. Well, Amber, here we are at the Johann Strauss Museum. Look at those velvet walls. They're so soft, just like your fur. Do you know what? Johann Strauss had a really, really big mustache. I wonder if that was soft too. I wonder whether it was as big as a dackel. Probably not. Wow, Amber, look at that amazing grand piano. No, Amber, leave it. Don't touch those keys. No, I know you want to play music, but you can't. You can't touch that. No. Good girl. Okay. I wonder where Susan's got to. Well, Amber, Susan's taking her time getting here. We've looked around this whole museum before she's got here. Better ring her to see her where she is. Susan, where are you? Where have you got to? We've been waiting here at the Johann Strauss Museum for ages.
Just a minute, Josh. I can't be talking on the phone while I'm driving. Just a minute.
You're still driving. Pull in.
Just a minute. Oh, my gosh. Okay, what did you tell me?
How come you're not at the Johann Strauss Museum yet? We've been here for ages.
Josh, are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
I'm after driving around Stadtpark, like, so many times, I feel sick.
Why are you going around Stadtpark?
Josh, I said to you, the Johann Strauss statue, like, the one that's all gold.
Oh, my gosh. The reception was so bad, I thought you said the Johann Strauss Museum.
Josh, are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know what, though? We've been finding out so much about Johann Strauss, and me and Amber are really loving going around the museum. Do you know a different museum maybe we could go to together this
time?
Now
we're going to a museum. You're like trotting around there with the dog, and Morgan Smith is at home, hopefully making my dinner.
Well, it gives me a break, doesn't it?
Ooh. Okay, what's going on? You want to go to one museum. But we have to go home then, Josh.
Yeah, okay? Come on. One museum. Like, we won't go for long.
Okay. Which one do you want to go to?
No, you tell me. Where are we going?
I think the easiest one is the Mozart House because it's right in the center, Josh. I mean...
The Mozart House?
Yeah, it's
right... You think that's close?
I do. And
okay.
If you can't find that, Josh... I mean, definitely you're more dizzy than I thought.
Goodness me. Dizzy?
Yeah.
Well, I better get there then, hadn't I?
Well, I'm going to tell Morgan we'll be home in 45 minutes. So
I don't think we'll get there and back in that time.
If you want to, Josh, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll see you there then. Bye.
Bye.
Well, 45 minutes there and back to the Mozart House in Salzburg. I don't think we'll do that, but we better try, hadn't we, Amber? Susan said she thinks I'd be dizzy if we couldn't. We better get on a train.
So allow your soup to simmer for at least half an hour, potentially longer, depending on how large your chunks of potato were. Potato needs to be completely cooked, soft. It doesn't have to be fully falling apart, but completely cooked. And once you've reached that point, then in my house, we use an immersion blender, one of those stick blenders that you can just put right into the pot and blend the soup to, you know, a fairly smooth puree. But it's not necessary to blend. You could use a potato masher and smush up the potatoes. You could do it in batches in a normal countertop blender, or even pass it through a food mill or a ricer. And then after you have your soup blended, you add your buttermilk, which is sort of a secret ingredient for this recipe. It adds a bit of creaminess and a bit of acid. Buttermilk is often, at least in the United States, in Canada, is often quite salty. So that's why we don't add too much salt before this point. So stir your buttermilk in off the heat. If it's too hot, the buttermilk can break or sort of separate. It doesn't affect the taste at all, but it doesn't look as nice. After you've added the buttermilk, you taste for seasoning, salt, and pepper. Depending on your stock, what you've used, it can take quite a bit of salt, so don't be afraid of that. So at some point during those last few moments, I get a nice slice of thick, hearty bread, some sort of a country loaf or a miche or, you know, something with a nice crust and a chewy inside that toasts well. And I toast that up either in a normal toaster, under the broiler or the grill. But it's nice if you can get a little bit of char on it, not burnt, but you know, a little bit of blackening is a nice contrast in flavor. And then as soon as you take it out of the toaster or off the flame, rub it with a whole peeled garlic clove, and the oils from the garlic will infuse the bread and is a really, really important step for this dish. And after you have your bread, you ladle your soup into bowls, and we like to top it with creme fraiche and finish with chopped chives or chopped parsley and the crusty garlic toast on the side.
But I did make an exception for this place because the Mozart House, right in the center of Vienna, it is one of my favorites. And I'm always looking at this one particular sign because it's telling me that Mozart was friends with a guy from Dublin, where I'm from, and he was actually a very famous singer in Vienna. In Mozart's operas. I think that's really cool. Anyway, better not spend too much time thinking about that. So I'm just gonna go around here. Yeah, okay. I like that also, that nice little red coat. That's so cool. But somewhere in here, there better be a redhead with a beard and a dackel under his arm, because if Josh is not here, we're gonna be in trouble. So, let's see. Excuse me, did you see guy with red hair? No, okay. Hi, 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 Josh. Oh, Lord, I knew he looked a bit green today. Definitely something going on.
Into this journey, and we're nowhere near Salzburg yet. I don't know how we're gonna get to that Mozart house in Salzburg in time and meeting Susan. What do you think? You're right. I should call her to see where she is, to see whether she's managed to get there yet, although I don't know how. Susan, have you managed to get to the Mozart house?
Just wait a second. Are you in this building somewhere calling?
Oh, no way. We're on the train still trying to get there.
You're on the train, Josh?
Yeah, going to the Mozart house in Salzburg.
Oh my gosh. Josh, what is wrong with you today? You are like, ever since I took you for a drive in that rental car, you've just never been the same.
Oh,
what is wrong with you?
It made me feel so disorientated, Susan.
What, I'm my just, driving?
Oh, yeah. I just haven't felt well all day.
Josh, we gotta go home. Where are you? On a train?
Yeah, somewhere between Vienna and Salzburg, I guess.
Okay, first of all, you gotta get off at the next station, and you got to get the next train back to Vienna, and I will meet you at our house. I can't wait for you anymore. I gotta go back to see Morgan Smith, okay?
I mean, I guess I can't lose where we live. I guess that's easy to find, right?
I sincerely hope. If you can't remember where we're living, Josh. Oh, Josh, please.
Okay, anyway, I think, yes, I will meet you at home. Yes.
Okay.
I can't mess this one up today.
Put Amber in charge, okay? She'll bring you home.
Oh, yeah. She'll know where we're going.
Yep.
Okay. See you at home.
Okay.
Right then, Amber. Off at the next stop. We're going home. I bet you're hungry too, aren't you? Don't eat that. Made it, and just in time for dinner. Susan, you got here too.
Josh, you are going to have to get a big, long sleep tonight, but first, you are going to try some Cadillac soup.
Cadillac soup?
Yeah, because it's
I hope it doesn't have any cars in it. You know how they make me feel.
Potato leek soup, you know it tastes real good. Oh, potato leek soup is my favorite food.
Oh my gosh, boy, am I glad to have dinner. This is divine, don't you think, Susan?
It's really good, Morgan.
Yeah, thank you so much for cooking, Morgan. I really needed a break from cooking today. You know, it's not always that easy cooking for Susan.
Excuse me. I'm going to put this recipe up on the Phonetic Planet website.
That is a good web. Yeah. That is a good website and a good idea.
And everybody can make this. And you can actually serve it warm or cold. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Morgan is in Canada, so they eat plenty of hot soup in the winter. But Ooh. Of course, we can still enjoy it right now.
Can't beat it.
Yep.
Oh.
Now.
Yummy.
So no more rental cars, Josh. I promise.
Oh, thank you for that.
But I want you to get a good night's sleep.
Okay.
Because I did rent something else tomorrow.
Oh boy, what
and
now?
You really need to be ready, okay?
Okay. What is it?
It's a surprise.
You have to tell me. I don't like your surprises, Susan.
Do you know what, Josh?
What?
It's a secret.
Oh.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So I say thank you for the music.
I'm a fan.
So I say thank you for the music, the song.
lucky. I'm the girl with golden hair. I wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.
Thank you for the music, the songs I
to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.